In a world that moves too fast sometimes, you just want to slow down. This is Grego, my Lego. The slow build Lego show where you don't just see the final model. You watch it come to life. Subscribe to Grego My Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story.
Welcome to Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable, the unknown, and the undeniably strange.
Each week, your hosts will guide you through chilling true accounts of possible paranormal encounters, bizarre events, and local legends that blur the line between fact and fiction. But we're not here just to spook. We shine a flashlight on the dark corners, question everything, and peel back the layers to find the truth. Or at least try.
From haunted houses and cryptid sightings to eerie coincidences and unsolved mysteries, the Spectre Sisters are on a mission to investigate it all with logic, curiosity, and just the right amount of goosebumps.
Love horror flicks and eerie thrillers? We've got that too, with in-depth reviews, hidden gem recommendations, and a critical eye on the strange side of cinema.
Plus, we sit down with local businesses, paranormal experts, and everyday people with not-so-everyday stories, and even take you on walkthroughs of some of the spookiest spots around.
Whether you're a skeptic, a believer, or just along for the ride, Spectre Sisters is your go-to hub for everything weird, wild, and wonderfully unexplained.
So light a candle, keep your mind open, and remember, not everything strange is supernatural.
But some of it just might be.
Who doesn't love a little silly, scary story? On this episode of Coffee and Cryptids, the Spectre Sisters discuss the Loveland Frogman, a not-so-far-away-from-home cryptid. You might be thinking, what is a Loveland Frogman? Well, you've come to the right place. This slimy creature is typically described as being a 4-foot-tall frog-like creature covered in scaly skin walking on its hind legs. Some witnesses also say that the Frogman has glowing eyes. The first sighting of the Loveland Frogman occurred in 1955, when a businessman was driving late one night and reported seeing three different bipedal reptilian creatures near the Little Miami River. Also accounting that one of the creatures seemed to be holding a wand-like item that emitted a sparkling glow. The second recorded sighting of the creature was in 1972 when two police officers, Mark Matthews and Ray Shockey, on two separate occasions reported seeing a similar being. One officer claimed that the creature was holding a wand and the other saw the creature was crouching before it stood up to run away. Another sighting was reported in 2016 when a couple that was playing Pokemon Go near Congregation Beth Adams Synagogue, Loveland, Madeira Road. They reported seeing a large frog creature also standing on its hind legs near the water. They noted that the frog was not in the game. This was an actual giant frog. Even admitting that they knew it sounded far-fetched, saying, "I realize this sounds crazy, but I swear on my grandmother's grave this is the truth." With quite a few sightings but little answers, was the Frogman real? The leading theory is that the so-called frog was more likely to be a large, tailless iguana. According to Officer Mark Matthews, it was a large iguana about 3 or 3.5 feet long. Saying he didn't recognize it as an iguana due to its missing tail and speculated that the iguana was someone's pet that either got loose or was released when it grew too large. Officer Shockey confirmed this creature to be what he had seen 2 weeks before. Matthews had just unfortunately shot the animal, unknown as to what it was. The officers are fully convinced that any tales of the Loveland Frogman are simply just this tailless iguana. But what do you think?
That's really hard to, I don't know, try to decipher, because I personally had never known of the whole wand part.
Yeah, I had seen like pictures of the Loveland Frog and stuff like that, but not holding a wand.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, the wand has definitely been left out from like a lot of tellings of the story, I guess you call it. But honestly, like, even without the wand, how could this just be a giant tailless iguana?
Yeah, like, how was it that big that people were like, oh, it's absolutely walking on its hind legs
bipedal part. It's, yeah, that's weird too, because I don't think an iguana would be able to do that.
No.
That's not.
Especially with the Pokemon Go account, which one, funny.
Yes. He wasn't in the game.
Yeah, it's like, I swear, guys.
On my grandmother's grave.
I know. That's, yeah, so you know he meant it from the bottom of his heart right then. It's just weird because there's also a lot of people saying like multiple accounts of them. Like not just like one frogman, like a frogman, like a
like a grouping of them. Yeah.
A conglomeration of frogmen.
Maybe
if you
a family?
Will.
A family, yeah. Whenever they shot the one iguana, it happened back in 1972. Because sightings have continued since then.
Yeah.
So that one was 100% taken out of the picture, unfortunately. R.I.P. the iguana.
I know.
Which is terrible.
Yeah, what if he was gaining sentience and he was learning the ways of humans and then got shot?
Yeah. They said not allowed in Ohio.
We really missed out on the opportunity to have just like a giant tailless iguana like become a barista.
Yeah.
Yes.
Learn how to talk. And
yeah.
So yeah, even like Loveland, Ohio kind of feeds into it, and they have
the
5K run that's based off of that area too, right?
They've
got like a Frogger arcade gaming competition, frog themed sing-alongs, and just all kinds of stuff themed off of that. So I feel like they feed into it. And they sort of milked it a little bit for tourists.
Yeah, to bring to... I mean, why not? I mean, Loveland's only other known for the castle, which is cool.
I forgot they have that castle.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool that they have, like, these sort of things, especially with the Return of the Frogman event, which takes place every leap year instead, which is so funny. Leap year. And the next one is going to happen in 2028 then, which I kind of want to go.
I so want to go.
I kind of want to go.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's nearby.
Yeah. And the triathlon, including like the 5K and whatnot, is on this September 7th, which is kind of crazy. The timing for that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool. Yeah. I will not be competing.
I will not be
either.
But good luck to everyone who does. And may the best frog jump. I have no idea.
Frog jump. I have a theory. What if all of the frogmen are just living in the castle?
I was going to say that's so funny. Their castle.
So funny. I mean, it's a smaller castle. I've been there. I could see that.
That's where they forge their wands.
Yes. Yeah.
Obviously.
And Frogwarts, more like, you know.
Oh my gosh.
So Hogwarts, come on.
This is dad joke.
I'm Spectre so
Sisters
sorry.
Is becoming dad joke.
What if the frogmen are just aliens?
Hey, man.
You know what? I feel like that's it's got to be the answer.
It's always the answer. Aliens.
Aliens or nothing. Aliens.
This was Spectre Sisters. Spook you next time.